We've been seeing live images of a plane sitting on a tarmac now moving down a taxiway in Los Angeles. This is a private plane of some kind. It's not unusual for federal agencies, especially big ones like the Department of Justice or the FBI, to have private planes at their disposal. Director Comey was in Los Angeles for, I think, what was supposed to be a recruiting event today, an event that was canceled. There was some logistical question once he was fired today by the White House as to what would physically happen to him in the immediate aftermath of his firing. He was removed effective immediately. So right now he is no longer the director of the FBI. But we believe that Director Comey is on that plane, which is now taxiing down the runway in Los Angeles. Presumably that will be flying back to the East Coast. Presumably FBI headquarters are in Washington. He will be heading back to Washington. But all of this is unscripted at this point. All of this is unprecedented. There are historical parallels to what happened today, but there has never been anything like this before. There's been one instance previously in U.S. history in which an FBI director has been fired by a U.S. president. That was a very different circumstance. It was President Bill Clinton at the time. The FBI director who was fired was William Sessions. There were abuse of office concerns that had been documented against him by the Department of Justice. Things like using a Department of Justice aircraft to fly to see his family. Things like using department resources to build a fence around his house that didn't seem to seem to have any security purpose, and maybe it was just because he wanted a fence at his house. It was those kind of concerns that led to Sessions leaving, William Sessions being fired by President Clinton in the 90s. That's the only precedent we've got for an FBI director being fired.